Okay, well, once you get set up, I'll introduce you. So I would like to introduce our next speaker, who is Piotr. And Piotr is an independent data science consultant with a PhD in quantum physics from Barcelona. And nowadays he's based in Warsaw, and he's actively developing the quantum game, that's what it's called. And that's what he's also going to talk about today, about a quantum game with photons, tensors in TypeScript visualized. So please welcome Piotr.
Thank you. Okay, so pretty much this is the introduction. And after finishing my PhD in quantum physics, I entered into data science. So I had a lot of chance to interact with data visualization, with programming, with JavaScript. And, well, and here it is. Before the talk, I would like to show what's the game about. So you see a few rock, a few carnivorous plants. And when you want to play it, it's more or less a drag and drop game. When you are able to drag and drop elements, rotate them, and make the photon reach the detector. And it's like step by step. But the thing is that it's not only about a puzzle. It's not only about carnivorous plants and rocks with eyes. It's also about quantum physics, in the point that while the game is with some funny elements, everything under the hood is a simulation of a single photon, in this case. To the point that if you want, you can look at the stages. So for example, you can play the next step a few times, and then see the actual quantum state. I know it's visible from this distance, but basically here you can see the quantum state. And of course, you can get all typical quantum and wave phenomena, such as interference. So it's in classical physics, without waves, basically, if we shine light on some window, some parts of it reflects, some go through it, and that's it. But when we are very careful, we can also combine beams. So not only split them, but combine. And at the same time, in this game, we are able to track what's going on. In each case, the goal is basically the same, so we need to feed all those plants. If this one is easier, if there are more, it's more challenging. And in this talk, I would like to say first, what was the motivation for the game? So why did I create it in the first place? Second thing, what inspired me and other people from the team? And then about the three parts of the project, the game itself, the tensors, so basically the numerics for this quantum game, but also that can be used in any other project, in quantum computing, quantum information, quantum physics, and CATS, so various parts of data visualization. And then possibly what's next. So when it comes to playing, well, we can learn things because we are taught to do so, but a lot of learning happens by having fun.